welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to develop balance and symmetry in both horse and rider. So in all of your riding, whether it be competing, schooling or just hacking out, you should be thinking about balance and symmetry in your horse and yourself. Now, balance and symmetry are crucial qualities that you must master if you want to execute the dressage movements correctly and develop your horse's strength and uphill self-carriage. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at how you can achieve symmetry in your riding and develop that elusive quality in your horse too. So firstly, let's talk about balance and symmetry in the rider. And the first thing we're going to talk about in this section is the rider position, because good balance begins with you. Now, you can't expect your horse to be balanced if he's continually trying to compensate for your crookedness, and over time, that compensation can affect how your horse's muscles develop. So here's a little exercise for you to try at home. So firstly, stand in front of a full-length mirror and then check the following points. So do you stand square and straight? Are your shoulders level? Is your head balanced or does it project forward? Does your chest sag? Do you stand with one hip pushed forward? And do you always point one foot out more than the other? Now, if you think you have postural problems, try seeing a physio or sports therapist for more advice. And also, Pilates and yoga can also help to make you straighter and more flexible. So now let's move on to talk about how to find your balance. Now, if you can't sit in a secure, independent balance, you won't be able to develop symmetry in your partnership with your horse. Now, the Wii Balance Board is a fabulous accessory that you can buy to go with the Nintendo Wii video console. Now, it's a wonderful tool that helps you find your centre of gravity and will help you build your core strength, which will ultimately enable you to sit in perfect balance. Now, the balance board has pressure sensors that detect your weight distribution and will assess your balance in real time. So even though you may think you're standing in perfect centered balance, the balance board may reveal that you actually stand with more weight on one foot and you're also leaning slightly forward. Now, helpfully, the Wii accessory comes with several games that are designed to help you improve your balance. So now let's talk about saddle and seat placement. Now, throughout the process of developing symmetry in yourself and your horse, you should have your saddle checked regularly by a qualified saddle fitter. Because if the flocking in your saddle has collapsed on one side, your weight will not be evenly distributed over your horse's back. And this means that your horse will lose symmetry to try to compensate for your lack of balance. Now, when you sit in the saddle, try to place your spine directly above that of your horse's so that your body is divided 50-50 on either side of your horse's spine. And then keep your weight equally into both seat bones. Now, if you have a mirror in your arena, you can use it to see if your ears, shoulders, elbows, hands, hips and heels are all level. Now, if you don't have a mirror, you can ask a friend to video you from the front and back. And a useful tip is to place a small X of tape on each of your hips, and this will clearly highlight whether you're sitting straight or not. So now let's discuss the timing of your aids. Now, when you're sitting in symmetry, you're effectively in a neutral position. Now, the horse will then become more sensitive to your aids because a symmetrical seat creates no background noise. Now, even the tiniest aid can be clearly heard. So you need to be able to sit in symmetry and give your aids clearly without losing your centre of balance. So in the saddle, analyse your horse's response to your aids and recalibrate them with every stride. And use tiny adjustments to keep your horse in balance and make him more supple to the bend around corners, through turns and on circles. For example, if you ask for a transition from canter to trot and the transition is rough and unbalanced, you may ask yourself the following questions. So, was I sitting straight? Were my aids precise? Was I confusing my horse by creating too much background noise with my leg or hand? Was the horse unbalanced before the transition? Was the horse falling in? Or was the horse already on his forehand when you asked for the downward transition? Now, if everything is in order with you and your horse physically, could the problem be that your horse wasn't fully attentive to your aids? So maybe you need to make the aid clearer or get your horse's attention before you ask him for the transition. So now let's discuss rider-induced asymmetry. Now, sometimes it can be that the rider's position can cause asymmetry in the horse. So if you sit with your weight more to one side, you will make the problem worse. And some horses hollow away from the discomfort of a poorly balanced rider. Now, hollowing the back can lead to a condition called spinal crowding syndrome. And this, in turn, can cause kissing spine. Now, under the weight of the rider, the horse will hollow his back slightly unless he engages his core muscles. And sometimes hollowing is obvious to the onlooker, but it can also be invisible because of the presence of the saddle. So take a look at the underside of your horse's neck. Now, if this muscle is well developed, then the chances are that your horse is hollowing away from your weight when under saddle. Now, as the horse hollows, the gaps between the horse's thoracic vertebrae close. And to avoid the discomfort that this causes, the horse will tense his back muscles and effectively lock that area. Now, once this happens, the process will continue until you isolate the appropriate muscles and correct the problem through specific exercises. Now, this leads us nicely into talk about balance and symmetry in the horse. So firstly, let's discuss conformation and asymmetry. Now, many horses are not totally symmetrical in their conformation. And luckily, you can correct a lot of conformational asymmetries through good riding and general management. Now, sometimes a good farrier can help correct a horse's balance through corrective shoeing. And you can build up even muscle tone for your horse through correct riding and schooling. Now, it's essential to be aware that horses generally adopt the most comfortable body position to avoid pain or discomfort. Therefore, if your horse always shows resistance to the bend on one rein, they could be a physical problem that needs further investigation. So now let's discuss your ability to be aware of your horse's position. Because before you can address the issues of balance and achieve perfect symmetry in your horse, you'll need to develop the ability to feel what your horse is doing underneath you. For example, does your horse lean in through the turns? Does he fall out or fall in on circles? And does the horse lose rhythm? Now, all of these problems originate from a loss of balance. Now, it makes no difference whether you're riding a 20-metre circle in walk or executing a canter pirouette at Grand Prix level. Rhythm and balance should always be your priority. So how can you detect balance issues more quickly? So you can start by visualising horizontal lines through your horse's body. For example, are your horse's hips level? Are your horse's ear tips level? And are the horse's shoulders level? Now, with these invisible guidelines in your mind, adjust your horse to keep the imaginary lines parallel to the ground. Now, over time, you'll learn how to make tiny adjustments that will prevent a loss of balance before it happens to affect your performance adversely. So now let's move on to talk about detecting crookedness. So think about a line running down your horse's spine. Now, if you ride the horse along the three-quarter line, can you keep equal parts of his body either side of the line? And are you able to keep the horse's spine evenly on the line and through a uniform bend when riding curved lines and circles? Can you feel if the horse is crooked? Now, when you can control the alignment of the horse's spine, you'll be able to ride him around circles and through turns in a good balance. So use the corners to assess your horse's suppleness to the bend. And then when you ride through a corner, the horse should feel as though he is putting equal weight into each step. And do you feel that the line around the outside of the horse's body is nicely curved, or is he drifting through his shoulder or swinging his quarters out? Now, when a horse is one-sided, many issues can present themselves. And one-sidedness can also cause the horse to brace on one rein or have problems with moving his hips or shoulders over. So now let's move on to talk about how you go about correcting asymmetry in the horse. Now, you can correct asymmetry in the horse by using arena exercises whilst you are riding. However, it's usually easier for you and your horse to begin the process of correcting asymmetry by using lunging or in-hand work from the ground. Now, these exercises should be designed to improve the horse's lateral and vertical flexion and develop his core muscles. Now, groundwork is essential for your horse and works in much the same way as human body conditioning techniques such as yoga, Pilates and using a Swiss ball. Now, before you can begin training your horse, you'll need to understand that each of the body parts are connected to each other. Now, a tightness or a blockage in one area can therefore have a direct influence on a completely different part of the horse's body. So you'll be able to see that making one stiff muscle group suppler can cause another area of stiffness to release. And then sometimes a muscle will be tight because an opposing muscle group is insufficiently engaged and has to work too hard to compensate for the part that isn't working. Therefore, to encourage the horse to relax and release the tense muscle, you'll need to persuade him to engage the partner muscle. Now, for more information on how the horse's body parts correlate to each other, and for some tips on how to go about isolating muscle blockages in the horse, then please visit this blog post on our website at howtodressage.com and simply search for how to improve balance and symmetry in both horse and rider. Now, the ultimate goal of dressage riders is to develop more carrying power in their horse's hind quarters. Now, when the horse is in a secure uphill balance, true collection can be developed, making advanced movements such as canter pirouettes, piaf, passage and flying changes look effortless. Now, only when your horse is physically strong enough and you can ride in symmetry and balance can that elusive uphill way of going be achieved. But it's very important that you don't rush it. A big mistake that's often made by riders who are lucky enough to own big moving horses is to chase these talented animals out of their natural balance in an attempt to create more power and engagement. Now, in the case of young horses, riding for too much power can stress the horse mentally and put him at risk of injury. So always have the skills of training at the forefront of your mind when schooling your horse and ask yourself the following questions. So number one, can your horse maintain a consistent rhythm and tempo throughout the arena? Number two, does your horse lose balance through corners and around turns? Number three, does the horse become tense and tight through his back when you ask for more power? And before you attempt to build more impulsion and engagement, be sure to take the time to establish a consistent, secure rhythm in all of your horse's work. Now focus on the balance and maneuverability of the horse throughout every exercise that you ride. So to wrap this episode up, to achieve perfect symmetry between you and your horse, you must learn to sit in balance. Also, you must work out why your horse is not symmetrical and then put in place whatever actions are necessary to correct the imbalance. Now, once you've mastered the art of riding in perfect symmetry with your horse, you will be in a position to build the weight carrying power that your horse needs to work in a more uphill carriage and with true collection and power. Now, if you have any more questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us when it comes to riders improving their balance and coordination, then please do let us know in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now!